Okay, going forward, we're going to share the word of God. Hallelujah. God is taking us to the world. And if we see that it's not just me, and we have other sisters and the brothers that went to South Africa, Eagle and the other sister, they went to South Africa and they brought testimony too. So God is taking us to the world. Amen. God is taking us to the world. Just going to leave my water here because there's no place to put it. Okay, thank you. We're going to go quick and show the word of God. We go to the book of Ecclesiastes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. We go to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3 and verse 1. Without the further delay, we're going to read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. We proceed to 4. And I'm going to read on King James Version, although it gives me some kind of difficult to understand how to pronounce some word, but I like it. To everything there is a season and time, to every purpose under the earth. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. Amen. Father, we give you glory and the honor for who you are. As we avail ourselves, we avail our hearts before your throne. Touch each one of us. Speak to us. Speak to us, Lord. We want to hear from you. This is the reason we are here, Father, to hear from you, give you the glory and the honor, because you are the only God, the unique, above all God, above all the spirits, and we are here to lift your name and to glorify you forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. As we go to this book of Ecclesiastes, it's the book that was written by King Solomon. And King Solomon was a blessed man because God blessed him with the wisdom. Such a wisdom that he had that wisdom only can come from God. And in this book, going by details, it's a King Solomon. He understood the season and the time. Because when God created the world, and he created the seasons and the time. So this is the most things that we deal with daily, monthly, and yearly, seasons and time. So there is a difference between season and time. A season, I can bring a short definition of how I best understand it to define it. A season is a specific period of time or a certain period marked climatic conditions. That's the season. And a time, it refers to the instant or duration of a time during which something occurs. I will try to explain it, to break it a little more better. So season, God created a season. In a season, we can see that we have a winter, we have a spring, we have a summer, and we have fall. So the season, it's a cycle. It goes round and round every year. But the time is not a cycle. Because the season God created is a cycle. Today we're in the summer. And the month later will be in the fall. And then we'll go to the winter. And then the spring next year. So since we're born, since the creation of God, the season, it's a cycle. It's been going on and on and on and on, cycling. But the time that God has created is completely different. The time is completely, because the time of the world has a starting point and continues, and it ends, particularly its expiration period. It has an expiration period. And then it kicks off again for another time, continuing accomplishing each stage of the time according to the agenda of the Creator, Almighty God. So let's say example. When God created this world, the first inhabitant of this world was Adam and Eve. So they had their time. Adam and Eve, they had their time. We're not going to explain everything what happened, but we're just going through their time. Adam and Eve, they had their time. And there was a time that their time had to expire. So when their time expired, so they no longer existed. And then it came a time of Noah. The Noah existed, and the time, its time expired, and he no longer existed. So it's recording the story, which make the Old Testament going forth. And then came Moses. Then came Abraham, I'm sorry. And then came Moses, and came some more prophets and the kings. So each those people, they had their time, and their time was expiring. And during all the journey, since the beginning of the world, when Adam and Eve, God always had a word of prophecies. And the most of them, they was waiting those prophecies to be accomplished. Some of them, they saw those prophecies being accomplished. But some of them, they did not saw the prophecies being accomplished, because they died before the process of prophecies being accomplished. Let's take example for the children of Israel when they were in the captivity. So God, the word of God came out that they will go to the land, to the promised land. So they was expecting those prophecies to be accomplished. And many of them saw the prophecies being accomplished, some of them not. Because some of them died before, and some they saw it being accomplished. So, at the beginning of the Bible, in Old Testament, up to the end of the Old Testament, all those generation, each generation, they had prophecies that they were waiting for to accomplish it. Amen? Sorry, it's falling. Okay. They had the prophecies that were waiting to be accomplished. And if we read the entire Bible, we'll see the prophecies after prophecies after prophecies after prophecies until the end of Old Testament. And they saw all those prophecies, because the word of God, when it comes out, it doesn't return void. It has to be accomplished. Glory to God. Even the birth of our Lord Jesus, it was a prophecy. The prophecy came, and some didn't saw the Messiah being born. They died, but some did see the Messiah being born. His crucifixion, his resurrection, all those are prophecies. The people who saw Jesus being crucified, and the people saw Jesus be raised from the dead and the lift up. Amen. So Jesus was born, was crucified, and in his time, in his ministry, we can see that
Those people that lived around that time, also they had the prophecies that they were waiting for. So Jesus spoke of prophecies too. And those people that was around Jesus' time, they were waiting for prophecies. And we can read some of those prophecies in the book of Matthew 24:4. We go 4 up to 14 so we can better understand. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and I shall deceive, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear from wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So what Jesus is explaining, so we in the journey of our life, so this thing will happen, and when you see them happening, so it's not the end yet, it's the beginning of it. Okay, so what's mean the wars, the rumors, wars, it's not something that's a surprise to us. We have seen the wars. We're hearing the rumors, wars. There's a war going up in Ukraine and Russia. It's a war. And those are the prophecies. It's nothing to surprise from God, because his agenda, he knows the beginning and the end. We are the one that's surprising, like, what is going on? But God knows. All has been written through his agenda from the beginning to the end. And those things has to be accomplished. Let's continue. And you shall hear, okay. For nation shall rise against other nation, kingdom against other kingdom. There shall be famine, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Amen. So we see pestilences. See, people are dying, earthquakes, wars, nation against other nation. Ukraine and Russia, there are two nations, are fighting, nation against another nation. These are prophecies that are being accomplished. And this is the beginning of the sorrow. That's what the Bible is saying. Then shall they deliver up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated, and all nation for you shall be hated of all nation for my name's sake. You see, Christian, I'll be killed in some Muslim country because you are preaching the word of God. We've heard that. So that's mean those prophecies has been already accomplished. Amen. Those prophecies has been already accomplished, so nothing is new. We have heard about it, and it's still happening. Christians are being killed for preaching the word of God. Amen? Okay, we're going to continue. And then shall many offend, and shall be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. We see that. People, I don't like that guy. I hate him. I don't like that girl. I don't want to talk. I mean, it's a prophecy. Things are happening. Nothing is new. So we are going to the root, to the journey of accomplishment of the prophecies of God. Amen. And the many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. It's true. We have seen it. False people, false prophet, talking or preaching the word of God, but they are deceiver. Nothing is new. All these prophecies have been accomplished. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. There's no more love of money. love of money, be rich, and they destroy people, kill people just for the love of money. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no love. People are just killing, trafficking like organs, getting the organ and go sell them. They don't care about human beings anymore. They don't care. They just want money. There's no more love. These are prophecies are being accomplished. Amen. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and shall be the end. So the gospel of God shall be preached to all the nations, and the end will come. Eagle, they went to South Africa. They took the word to the nations. Amen. I went to Angola. I took the word to the other nation. Hallelujah. The evangelization team, they go to the lake. They're taking the words around Kenosha. Hallelujah. Some of them are right. They're driving Uber. They're preaching the word of God. We are spreading the word of God. Hallelujah. And the word of God is going to the corners of the ends, the corners of the world. Hallelujah. There's some people they can hear. If they say like even some place we cannot reach there physically, but there's radio, there's a TV. The word of God is being preached on the radio. The word of God is being preached on TV. The word of God is being preached in the internet, even in the social media. Hallelujah. Yeah, you might be surprised. You go somewhere in some village, but you find someone with a phone and has access to hear the word of God through the internet, through social media. Amen? Because when God is saying that it will reach out to every corner, not every corner people will reach there physically, but the word is going through the social media. Amen? Hallelujah. It's a time to stand up. It's a time to wake up. It's a time to preach the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. While we are sitting down and relaxing, the devil is working hard. Hallelujah. The devil doesn't rest. Hallelujah. The devil walks night and day, 24 hours. But sometimes we just to spend the 2 hours here for prayer. We have a prayer on Fridays. We won't show up because we are so busy with the other time. And some of this occupation, because we are so busy, the devil is creating this just to keep us busy, to keep us away from God, away from the word of God. The devil is very strategic. He uses ways that we cannot understand. But the church has to stand up. We have to embarrass the devil. Hallelujah. It's a time to take the gospel of God to the nations. It's a time for preparation. Okay. Every nation, every generation, just as I explained it before, beginning from the Old Testament, they had the prophecies that they were waiting for. And we in this generation, after the resurrection of Christ, in the early church, the disciple, they went out to preaching the word of God. They was not scared. They had that courage because they were filled with the Holy Spirit in the day of Pentecost. And they went to preach the word of God. They were ready to die. And most of them, they got killed. All of them. Some of them, they were stoned. Some of them, they were crucified. Only John who died peacefully, because that's according to the agenda of God, because God had to give him the vision of revelation, that the things that we'll see, what we are waiting for, is the coming of Jesus. I mean, all these prophecies has already been accomplished. The only prophecies we are waiting now is the return of the Lord. Amen. Don't tell me we have not seen war. Don't tell me we haven't seen like people hating one another. What else we are waiting for? It's the return of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the devil is distracting us for it, because it's going to be a surprise. It's going to be a surprise. No matter how long does it take, because most of those prophecies, they took long. But those who believe it in God, in the word of God, they believe it faithfully. They were waiting for the prophecies to be accomplished. And as us, as a church, we believe in Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we have to believe in his return and the waiting on his return day and night. Be ready, be prepared for the return of the Lord. Hallelujah. Walk in the spirit. Hallelujah. Because we already inherited the kingdom of God while we are here. Because while we are walking, the spirit of God is within us. And that's the assurance that we have already, that we have the eternal kingdom. If Christ comes down today, because we have the Spirit of God, and when the rapture takes place, we'll be lifted up. And if not, we die, and we die with the Lord, we're not losing. Hallelujah. We're not losing, because we'll be in a peaceful place. Hallelujah. We die with Christ, because according to the Bible, said that the dead will be raised first, and then the living will be raptured. If we die with the Lord, we'll be in a peace place. There's a saying that every time when someone's die, people say may his soul rest in peace. Okay. How do you know that his soul will rest in peace? Did he had or she had a relationship with God, a personal relationship with God? Did he walk in the spirit? So it's just a saying. Every time someone dies, may his soul rest in peace. The soul will rest in peace if you walk in the spirit, you walk with God, and you die with God. If you don't walk in the spirit, you die without having a relationship with God, your soul will be in a torment place. And those who are in a torment place, they will not be raised from the dead. Only those who died in Christ will be raised from the dead. Amen? So if we die with Christ, there's no regret. And if we keep living, the raptures come, we are in the spirit of God. The Lord will lift us up and we will meet Christ in the sky. Amen? Brothers and sisters, we are in time that the devil is distracting us. We are in a time that the devil even want to control our children. Hallelujah. And take that authority, that privilege, that we can educate our own children. Hallelujah. And still yet we are quiet, because we can't say a word. Because if we say a word, that we are violating the laws. So whose law is greater, the law of this world or the law of the Creator? Hallelujah. Whose law is greater, the law of this world or the law of the Creator? Hallelujah. The sin becomes enjoyable. The world is enjoying sin. Hallelujah. Living in sin and enjoying it, having fun in sin. And all this, it looks wonderful to the eyes of the world. But to the eyes of God, abomination. Hallelujah. We can't be scared to talk. Hallelujah. We cannot be scared to talk. Men want to be a woman. A woman want to be a man. Hallelujah. Why? We cannot talk. We'll preach the word of God. If they will jail us, they jail us, but we speak the word of God. Hallelujah. It's an abomination. And the contradiction of the creation of God. Because that means you are reversing what God has created and saying like, okay, this is not good, this is good. Okay, who created this world? Who created all these things we are seeing? It's a man or God. And the God is above everything, above all. You cannot contradict the creation of God. Hallelujah. Now we see that what the man is trying to reverse is better than what God created. Abomination, contradiction of the creation of God. The world is provoking the anger of God. The world is provoking the anger of God. And when God manifests his anger, that's why we see the earthquake. He breaks everything. Show that he's most powerful God. There's no other God than God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's no other God. There's no other spirit. Our God is above all the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are not bound again because Jesus Christ on the cross, he freed us from sin. Hallelujah. We are free. We are free. We are not bound again. We are free. Hallelujah. We're going to proclaim the word of God. We're not fear. We're going to proclaim it. Hallelujah. If we die, we die with the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyway, we're going to die. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to die. Nobody's going to live forever. This body going to die. So I'll serve the Lord until I die. Amen. We will serve the Lord until we die. But even that, God always will send his protection. His angels will be with us. They will protect us. Protect us. He's not going to leave us just like that because we are proclaiming his word with no fear. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus said that for those who fear to share the word of God, for those who feel like ashamed to fear the word of God, he will shame over them too. Because you didn't want to speak up in public. You don't want to speak up in public because you think it's embarrassing, because they're going to think like, oh, look at this guy's always talking about Jesus. Of course, I'm proud to talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. Come, I'm talking about a living God. Hallelujah. I'm proud to have a relationship with God. I have a relationship with God, the living God. Hallelujah. I speak with the Creator. I'm proud of it because I speak with the Creator. Hallelujah. I don't speak with the deceiver. I cast him out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to walk in the Spirit. We need to walk with God because the time is short. It's a time for us to stand up. It's time for us to speak about God, to proclaim the word of God. It's time for us to get even stronger in the Spirit. Because the day the Lord will come on the sky, he will connect with those who are in the Spirit. Amen? Okay, let's give just an example of a magnetic piece. A piece of magnetic. Just say, this is a piece of magnetic. And there's a lot of little metals, piece of wood. And the magnetic, it has to relate to those metals that are on the ground. Because when the magnetic is related with those metals are on the ground, and when you get it closer, you see those metal, they go up and attach to the magnetic. Am I correct? Yes. Because why? Because it's related. And the doors are now related. They're not going to attach to the magnetic because there's no relationship. There's no connection. So this is what's going to happen when Jesus comes. He's not going to land. He's not going to land. When he comes, he's going to pull down his spirit. Hallelujah. The spirit of God is going to come down in the whole world. And the doors are in the spirit. In that instant, it's connection. And the rapture will take place. You'll be lifted up. And if you are not walking in spirit and you don't have the spirit of the Lord, when God pulls down his spirit, you're just going to go around. You're going to stay there. You're not going nowhere. And after that, remember, 7 years of tribulation. The world ever experienced it. That time is very terrible. So you don't want to miss the rapture. If we miss the rapture, we are in trouble. It's done. It's done. So with our Lord, when our Lord comes with his power, magnetic, and pull down his spirit, we want to be touched. Because in that moment, it's going to touch you because you are walking in spirit every day, night, morning. You are walking in the spirit. You're praising God and you are walking faithfully because nobody knows the time. When the spirit of God hits, in the blink of an eye, we are in the sky, meet with the Lord. Hallelujah. We are in the sky to meet with the Lord. Hallelujah. And there we're going to glorify our God. Hallelujah. And there we'll be 7 years with God. Hallelujah. Until the time of tribulation. We're still talking about time. Until the time of tribulation ends, we'll come down with the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll come down with the Lord for the millennium. Hallelujah. We live with the Lord for millennium. Hallelujah. And the those who died without God, they will remain dead. But those who died with God, they will be the first one to be raised, and then the living. Those who not died without God, they will remain dead until the final judgment. This is not a game. This is the agenda of our Creator. Our Creator has placed his agenda since the beginning of Adam and Eve. All this time, up to our time, it's simple. Its prophecies will be accomplished. It doesn't matter how long it's taking. Hallelujah. Jesus will be back. It doesn't matter how long he's taking. He'll be back. Hallelujah. We'll be back, we'll see it. Hallelujah. If we die, but we'll see when we're resurrected and we'll meet with him. Hallelujah. This is God's business. I'm talking about God's business. It doesn't fail. It doesn't fail. Hallelujah. It doesn't fail. God's business doesn't fail. What has been spoken, it will be done. It will be accomplished. These prophecies will be accomplished. This is the prophecies we are waiting. Will be accomplishing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's stand up and give glory to our God. Hallelujah. Let's avail our heart and call on the Spirit of God to come and habit in us. Hallelujah.